Hello.
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. I got a missed call from you yesterday.
What is this about, honey?
We're a home care agency.
Oh, okay. Yes, baby girl. I'm interested in finding out how to have my daughter care do some things for me at my home.
Okay, so we can get you signed up, but do you have Medicaid?
I have Medicare.
Medicare. You don't have Medicaid?
No.
No. Would you be eligible for Medicaid?
I have never had Medicaid. I don't know.
You don't know. Is your assets, do you have assets more than $8,000?
What do you mean by assets?
Assets. Do you have a house or a car, life insurance?
I have a car.
You own a car?
Life insurance? No, I don't own it.
Okay.
Not yet. Give me another year.
Uh-huh. And life insurance, do you have any life insurance plan?
Yes, I have life insurance.
Okay, so that will also depend on how which amount of life insurance plan you have. But you might be eligible for Medicaid. You don't own a home, right?
No.
No. Okay, so what we will need to do, we'll need to get you signed up under Medicaid. You'll need to get approved for Medicaid because home care is a Medicaid-funded program. And once you're approved for Medicaid, then we'll need to get you on the home care services. And once that's done, we'll have your daughter sign up and start getting paid.
So,
we can have a coordinator for you to help you guys with the entire process.
Yes, I definitely would need help.
Yeah, she'll know exactly what to do. She'll just go guide you step by step.
Who am I speaking to now, baby girl? This is Miss Barb.
My name is Stella.
Hi, Stella. How you doing, Miss Stella?
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So do you want me to take down all information and send it to our enrollment specialist to give you a call?
Okay, dear.
Okay, let me hold on. Okay, so your first name is Barb, but how do I spell it legally?
B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Barbara. Two bars.
Got it. And your last name? Is it Washington?
Washington. Mm-hmm.
Came up on the caller ID, so I was just asking. Okay, and should I put in this number as the primary contact, right?
You have 2679, the one you called, yes,
934, yes. Do you have any additional number where we can reach you?
No, that's the only one I use.
That's the only one. And you want to bring your daughter or your granddaughter, you said?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, what's your date of birth?
7/3/1956/56.
56, got it. And what's your address where you live?
1209 West Wynwood Road, Wynwood, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Apartment 610.
Okay, and which city is that?
This Wynwood Road, Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Well, it's 1209 Wynwood. It's in Wynwood, yes, there.
Got it. And what's the zip code?
19096.
And in which county is that?
Montgomery.
Montgomery, perfect. Montgomery County. Do you have any minors in your house, like under 18?
Oh, no, it's just me.
Just you. And what's your daughter's first and last name and date and phone number I'll need for her? We won't reach out to her now. Actually, I can just skip it because you're still getting signed up under Medicaid, so that may take. So we'll just start up with her afterwards.
Okay. Okay, dear.
Okay, so I think I got all your information. We'll have someone call you. It will most probably be Figgy. But just make sure to answer any call that comes in from 716-557. Then it will be 74, and then depends the extension who it is.
Okay. Can I ask if they can call around 4 o'clock? Because I'm
sure.
at the supermarket trying to get, it takes me a minute, you know.
No problem. You can just put in whichever, whenever you want, and we'll just
okay.
ask her around 4. Let's see if she's going to still be in the office by 4. Otherwise, can she call like a bit earlier, like 3:30?
Yes.
Okay,
that
I'll put in around
budget.
4. And whenever she'll be available, she'll give you a call. If you don't hear from anyone, just give me a call, or just I'll just hopefully she'll call you. But if not, just give me a call. Okay.
Now, can I ask you? I've never done this before.
Sure.
What questions would she need asked? I mean, for me to answer.
So we'll basically need, to be honest, I'm really not sure because I'm not doing that part. But what I do know, how we'll need to get you assigned for Medicaid, we'll need to get most probably like your life insurance document to see if you don't have too much assets. Because if you have too much assets, then it may make problems, and we don't want you to have problems. So we won't do that.
Life insurance assets. My life insurance is through where I used to work at. So that's my life insurance.
Got it. But do you have any documents on that? Because we'll need to know how much it's worth.
I think it's 10,000. I'm not sure. I would have
to
find out.
So they'll need to know. They will, like, but she'll just help you with everything. That's why I want her to call you. She knows everything. She knows the process in and out. And she'll know exactly what to do. She'll most probably need your basic information. Like, the one you provided me, she won't ask for. But you'll need most probably your insurance. I'm really not sure what you'll need. You'll just need to take it from there.
Do anyone ever get assistance if they don't receive Medicaid and they're on Social Security and Medicare?
Might be, but not through this program. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You can check it up if you want, but let's do like that. We'll start. If it don't work out, then you'll take the next step. You'll see if you can do it a different way.
Yes. Okay, girl.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling me
I'll
back.
Let her know that you need services. We'll just try to make sure that we can get you services as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you, Precious.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
No problem. We'll be in touch. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.